My name is Sister Miriam Beike. I am native from Germany, and I'm a missionary in Albania.
It must be an interesting country in which to be a missionary.
Yes, it's very interesting, and the first impression is that the people are very open and very friendly and very welcoming. So we are in the south of Albania, and there it's really amazing how nice people welcome us.
A lot of people are trafficked to Italy from Albania. Who is your reference point here?
First is I'm a Good Shepherd sister, and we are an international community. So years ago, we found out our Italian sisters reported that there are many Albanian victims in Italy, and we found it was very important to do some work in this field in Albania. So at least we are there, and we are connected with Renate, that is a network for the European sisters working in this field. And here, this is an international meeting, Talita Kum, so that networking is starting.
Are you part of the Talita Kum Confederation?
Yes. 2 years ago in Albania, we started to collect the sisters who are interested to help in this field.
Immigrants have been coming to Italy for 20 years from Albania. We see a lot of girls on the streets. There are probably other forms of trafficking that are not so visible.
Now I know that the trafficking inside Albania has increased, but anyway, now because the Albanian people don't need a visa, it is more easy for the traffickers to put the girls outside. And as we know, they are very young. They make a friendship with these men who will not help her and plan bad things. And then they go and trust and even... In some regions of Albania, it is okay for the parents if they are not married but have promised marriage, and they trust the girl to the boys, and then they can come, for example, to Italy and let them work in a bad area, maybe as prostitutes.
So they find themselves, they're really victims of,
yes.
of a lie, basically.
Yes, yes, they are. They are.
So what is your work in Albania? Do you do awareness raising? Do you provide shelters? What is it that you do?
We don't provide shelters. There are shelters in Albania, and we have contact with them. And we raise awareness also inside of the missionaries who are there, because many think it was a problem, but now Albania is improving, it's getting a better situation, and they think it has stopped. They really think it. And we say, no, it has not stopped. The trafficking is still going on. And we try to develop material for schools, for parishes, and for the youth work to inform the young girls what can happen.
How successful has your campaign been?
I cannot name Albania itself because it's a very short time. I know that we did a campaign regarding the football soccer in South Africa and before in Germany. You know, I'm German. At this time I was there and I was living in Cologne, and we know because of our campaign, there came less prostitutes as we expected, and even less were customers. So the men got aware of it and they didn't use it in this way. So that was very successful for us.
How important is it for you to network with your sisters around the world?
It's very important. For example, when I was in Germany, I'm 2 years now in Albania, but there a man phoned and he wanted to marry a girl from Thailand. And we have sisters in Thailand. He wanted to have an address where to go and to fetch this girl, and he had obviously a name. So I phoned our sisters in Thailand and I gave this man this address. So he would go to our sisters and they would not give any girl and would work with him not to do this, for example. Or there could be a help. You know, you have to know the language. And if you have girls from different countries, if you know the sisters working, for example, in Albania, and there's an Albanian girl outside, you could make a telephone call even in the evening and just give a little translation to help in this moment to go on and to find a little bit peace and rest for the girl.
think a victim must feel very isolated. They lose their identity, their documents are taken away.
And that is the system of the traffickers, because we know that some girls are trafficked in a country. When they start to speak this language, they are transferred into another country. That means it is avoided that they can communicate, because even some men who go and are customers, if the girl can tell him, I don't want to do it, I need help, there are customers who really call the police and want to help these girls because they are not agreeing that somebody is forced in this way. So the traffickers are not interested that the girls can communicate. And if they are isolated, they get an emotional relationship to the man who has trafficked them. And that is something that helps the traffickers, but it's difficult for the girls because they are very dependent then.
The main victims in Albania?
The worst area is the north of Albania, the high mountains. It's the poorest area and a very traditional area, and most girls are trafficked from these mountains to Europe and within Albania. That is now very much so. Taken from a northern village to a city maybe in the south.
Now, this meeting here is due to go on for a few days. What is your hope that can come out of this meeting?
First, I'm interested how sisters in other countries work, what ideas they have, for example, for prevention. And we were thinking in Albania of working on some working sheets, maybe for schools, for parishes. And in Africa, the sisters made a book for the schools. So it's very good to see their questions and their methodology to work. I have a special interest of sisters working in an Eastern Europe country. There's one sister from Romania, and we shared a little bit how do they help and what is the situation. And it is not so far away from our situation in Albania.
And what is your hope for, let's say, the near future?
Albania has very beautiful law according to trafficking, but the problem in Albania is to set it in reality. That is, some has to do with culture and something has to do with missing money, because to support all this, what they wanted to do in their law, it would cost something. So that is there's a big gap between law. And I know Albania, the government cannot financial support shelters. So the money has to come from outside. And that is always a question to survive also for the shelters. I'm hopeful because I see Albania is developing, really developing, and I hope that the young people who get a good formation can do something for their country and that some good people stay. And I'm hopefully that here we make a network between the sisters and can improve the awareness of this problem, work together and strengthen each other to work in this field all over the world.